Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine you're deep into building an incredible AI system, something really ambitious, like a swarm of specialized AI experts, almost perfect, right? But there's this one tiny snag that's just grating on the user experience. What do? Do you just sort of live with it? Or do you maybe ask an AI for help to truly perfect it? Today, we're diving into a fascinating creator's journey. It's shared by Rob Van Linde, who's a curious Dutch enthusiast deeply involved in AI, agility, and innovation. And this deep dive is all about his recent breakthrough with his AI Navigator project. And I think it holds some really insightful lessons for, well, all of us building in this space.
Yeah, absolutely. What's truly illuminating about Rob Van Linde's personal experience here isn't just the technical fix he found, though that's interesting too. It's really how it sheds light on this, you know, evolving relationship between creators and AI. It demonstrates how AI isn't just a tool for complex development on one side or like a limitation for no-code solutions on the other. It's increasingly becoming a bridge between them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see how a seemingly small refinement can have a really profound impact. And what that truly means for anyone looking to build with AI, you know, regardless of their coding background.
Okay, so let's talk about Rob's core project first. He's built what he calls the AI Navigator. Hmm. Think of it as a central GPT, like a kind of intelligent receptionist, yeah, designed to direct users to his various specialized expert GPTs.
Right.
It's a pretty ambitious idea, creating what he envisions as an AI swarm.
Mm-hmm. And why build a swarm? What's the thinking there?
Well, it allows for incredible specialization, much like, you know, a team of human experts.
Yeah.
Each one handling a different domain or query with real precision. It's quite a powerful approach for delivering highly tailored information.
Okay, gotcha. Specialization makes sense.
But as Rob describes it, there was this one frustrating small flaw in his system, a real annoyance. While the Navigator would correctly identify the right expert and tell the user where to go, the links it provided weren't actually clickable. Yeah, users had to manually copy and paste the URLs. And for Rob, that was simply, quote, not a perfect user experience.
No, definitely not. And that seemingly minor imperfection, the non-clickable link, it's actually a significant friction point for user experience. If we look at the broader picture of digital design, right, even a minor hurdle like that can instantly interrupt a user's flow.
Totally.
And it diminishes their perception of a system's professionalism and just how easy it is to use.
Yeah, feels clunky.
Exactly. It's like trying to open a door that keeps sticking. You might get through, but it feels awkward, frustrating. It really raises an important question about how we design for truly seamless digital interactions, where every single step feels intuitive and, well, effortless.
That's such a great analogy, the sticking door. Mm-hmm. And that frustration is exactly where I had his aha moment. He literally woke up one morning with this thought, could I use Python to embed a clickable link directly into the response?
Oh, interesting. So not just accepting the limitation.
No, his vision was crystal clear.
Yeah.
He wanted a truly seamless user journey for anyone using his Navigator. Just a single click to get precisely where they needed to go.
Okay, so what did he do? Just dive into Python manuals?
He went straight to the source, well, an AI source, ChatGPT. He shared his vision, he explained his goal, and he specifically asked for a way to embed a clickable URL.
Right.
I mean, for someone who isn't like a traditional coder, was it really that straightforward just asking the AI?
Well, that's what's truly fascinating here. According to Rob, ChatGPT immediately understood the need. And it didn't just passively spit out some code, it actively created new requirements, essentially guiding Rob toward a more elegant solution.
Guiding him? How so?
It kind of acted like an intelligent co-creator. It wasn't just a code generator in this instance. It was more like having a development partner who helps you define the problem better, clarifies the goal, and then guides you to, in this case, a simple Python command that solves it.
Wow.
It really shows how AI can actively participate in the problem-solving process, even for tasks that might feel technically out of reach for someone without a deep coding background.
Okay, so the outcome, what happened?
A total game changer, as Rob puts it.
Nice.
His Navigator no longer has to give those awkward instructions to copy and paste a URL.
Rightly.
Instead, it now provides a clean, clickable link with a much improved message.
And you have a new message.
He actually quoted it directly, which I love too. It says, please click the link below to open this link in a new browser tab. The Navigator will always be available.
Oh, that last part is brilliant. The Navigator will always be available. That's a really nice touch, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And this goes beyond just a simple technical fix, right? It's a significant design improvement.
Mm.
That handoff from the Navigator to a specialized expert it now feels incredibly fluid and professional.
Yeah, seamless.
Seamless. Imagine the old way. Copying, maybe opening a new tab, pasting, potentially getting lost or having to go back. Now it's just one click and boom, you're there.
Right.
And that small but crucial detail about the navigator always being available, that empowers the user. They can explore multiple topics, jump between experts maybe, without that fear of losing their place or having to start the whole process over.
Yeah, that's huge for confidence.
It builds immense user confidence and definitely encourages continued engagement with this AI swarm concept he's built. It's a subtle cue, but it's powerful. It tells the user, hey, you're in control. This system is built for your convenience.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really compelling about this whole experience, I think, is how it validated Rob's initial journey into building with AI.
Yeah.
He described feeling almost forced to choose between like a no-code solution with limitations, which often hits a wall when you need something custom,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the dreaded ceiling.
Exactly. Or on the other hand, a really code-heavy, developer-centric framework that requires deep technical knowledge, a steep learning curve.
Right, the two extremes.
But his conversation with ChatGPT proved this was actually a false choice. It validated what he now sees as a powerful middle ground.
Mm.
And I bet many creators probably feel that same dilemma, don't they? Stuck between too simple and too complex.
Oh, absolutely. Many do. And that's precisely the larger truth we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
This new paradigm that's emerging is essentially a no-code agentic architecture. Let's break that down a bit.
Yeah, please do. Agentic architecture.
Okay, so think of agentic architecture simply as a system where you have various AI components or agents, right? Each agent has a specific kind of autonomous role, like a team of specialized digital assistants working together.
Got it. Like his different expert GPTs.
Exactly. They work together to achieve a larger goal. Now, historically, building a system like that would require extensive traditional coding, lots of it.
Right.
But now that false choice, Rob felt, is being exposed because these generative AI tools, like ChatGPT in his case, can bridge that gap. They allow you to build the core agentic structure, the main framework, using no-code or low-code tools. And then, and this is the key part, you can fill in those tiny bespoke gaps, the things that would normally require a developer.
Like the clickable link.
Precisely. You can fill those gaps with AI-generated code snippets.
That's powerful.
It is. It significantly lowers the barrier to entry for other creators to build their own powerful multi-agent AI systems.
Mm-hmm.
It lets them iterate and refine with AI acting almost like a direct coding partner. It really prompts us, I think, to rethink how we perceive coding and building in this age of generative AI. The lines are definitely blurring.
They really are. And that's incredibly empowering for so many people.
Totally.
And you can feel Rob's excitement. For him, this whole journey has been a brilliant lesson in the power of creative problem solving with AI. His AI swarm now feels, as he said, more complete, more polished, and more ready to deliver a superior user experience.
Mm.
And honestly, that's what it's all about in the end, isn't it? Taking those friction points, no matter how small they seem, and turning them into genuinely delightful interactions.
Exactly. That pursuit of the truly seamless experience.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, thinking about your own projects maybe? Rob Van Linde's adventure, I think, is a great reminder that even with these complex AI systems we're building, sometimes the simplest improvements can yield the biggest returns in user experience.
Absolutely. Don't underestimate the small stuff.
And the truly exciting part now is when AI itself becomes your co-pilot, your collaborator, helping you solve those exact problems, just like it did for Rob.
Yeah, and this deep dive into Rob's work really highlights not just the, you know, the technical capabilities of AI, but its emerging role as a genuine enabler, an enabler for creators who might not see themselves as traditional coders. It really challenges our preconceptions about who can build complex things now.
Yeah, the definition is changing.
It really is. What does coding even mean anymore in some contexts? How quickly can we iterate on these sophisticated systems? And it leaves us with a pretty provocative thought, doesn't it? If small targeted code snippets generated with AI's help can transform a no-code project from just functional to truly polished and professional, well, what does this mean for the future of digital creation overall?
Mm-hmm.
Are we heading towards a world where almost anyone can effectively code their vision into reality, maybe just by having the right conversation with an AI? It's a fascinating shift, a really fundamental one, and it opens up a whole world of possibilities we're, frankly, just beginning to explore.